Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you want to go online and read the statement from the company executives at Market Basket, you'll have a hard time finding the official Market Basket website. That's because there isn't one. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has this strange but illuminating story of the $4-plus billion company and the lone shopper who stepped in to fill its void online.
When the Market Basket situation blew up this week, so did Michael Devaney's inbox.
I knew something was up when I had 37,000 emails from, I think it was 1.5 days.
Many messages are short and angry, demanding the return of the ousted CEO. Others are as long as book chapters. But speaking from his kitchen in Candia, New Hampshire, Devaney says he hardly has time to read more than a handful because the 29-year-old does not work for Market Basket. It all started 3 summers ago. He and his wife Jocelyn wanted to make a late-night grocery run, but they didn't know the hours of their local Market Basket. Nothing was posted anywhere online.
Jocelyn said, "Hey, that's kind of weird. Why don't you just start a page with those hours on it?"
He started mydemoulas.com, and people came in droves.
It's very addicting.
He started scanning and posting the weekly circular. He listed sales, linked to coupons. Advertising dollars started rolling in, enough for him to quit his job to work full-time on the site. Traffic has boomed to a whopping 1.2 million unique visitors a month.
It handles the traffic. People love it, and I like them to be on the site because I built it, and I feel proud of it, you know?
His site is not masquerading as an official website. There are big disclaimers. The contact page says don't email with customer feedback. Even so, Devaney gets tens of thousands of messages per week. The most common asks for the price of cigarettes, but tons are filled with love stories for Market Basket. Messages praising specific employees, the mother thanking the truck drivers for honking when her kids wave. One guy wrote about how he drove home only to realize he'd left a bag of groceries behind, and he went back to the store.
And asked the manager if he saw the bag. The manager didn't see the bag, but he said, "Guess what? Go inside and grab whatever you need, and we'll call it even. I see you here every week." That kind of stuff. The stuff that makes a $4.2 or $3 billion company still be the mom-and-pop store that they were when they started. That blows my mind that companies still do that.
It blows my mind that they don't have some sort of web presence. My neighborhood plumber has a web presence.
Andy Aylesworth is a marketing professor at Bentley University. He says he's not surprised that company executives seem out of touch with the public outcry this week. So why doesn't Market Basket have its own website? The company used to say it was to keep costs down. Managers said privately they were flattered that a fan would do it for them. But critics said it was a control move, so the former CEO could be the company's sole voice. Whatever the reason, Professor Aylesworth says not having an official website during this current dispute is a PR catastrophe.
If somebody goes to the website to see, well, what are they saying about this on what they think is the official Market Basket site, and there's nothing there, now they're thinking, well, Market Basket doesn't care about me. When it's not Market Basket at all, it's some guy running the website.
For his part, Michael Devaney says he's in a really awkward position. He supports Market Basket workers, and he's been posting about their protests. But he says if the company comes out with a circular this week, he'll post the specials too. He says he's just trying to give shoppers the information they're looking for.
If I could have it anyway, I would love for Market Basket to buy my website, relieve me of my duty, and for them to take it over. And to give the customers what they need, because I can't do all of it. I wish I could tell them what was on sale in 2 weeks. I wish I could tell them, you know, what's going on with the company right now. But I just can't.
That, he says, is why most multi-billion-dollar companies have official websites. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.